say ain't no good, and I'm crazy as a loon. Cause I shave my head in the morning, pick guitar in the afternoon. Just like old Chief and Charlie, I like to lay around in the shade. Well, I ain't got no money, but you better believe I got it made. Cause I ain't asking nobody for nothing if I can't get it on my own. Just leave this bald-headed country boy alone.
What's up, folks? Thank y'all for tuning into the Josh Terry Podcast. Today, I'm going to have some fun with you guys. Everything's been serious and all about music and shit lately. We've had a great time, don't get me wrong. But today, we're going to get kind of nasty. And if we're going to get nasty, we're going to get nasty with our OnlyFans Girl of the Month. Now, I met this bitch back in November. She was a good time. I had just a whole lot of fucking fun with her. You've seen her on some other shows, but with her being our OnlyFans Girl of the Month, I decided to be like, hey, bitch, you want to come do a solo show? And she was like, yeah, I'll fit you in. And this bitch has literally dodged me like 8 times now, rescheduled. I have given up Sundays, Wednesdays, whatever. She almost made me miss a fucking football game tonight. Miss Modern Day Cowgirl, Miss Bailey. What's up, boo-boo?
Hey,
you like how I was like, hey, this bitch right here.
Yes, I have been super busy lately, which is why I've been dodging you. I haven't really been dodging you. I've just been flying all around the place and spending a lot of time in Miami.
Well, dodging might have been the wrong word. You've had to reschedule with me a bunch.
Yes,
and you're the one who wanted to do the show too. That's what's crazy.
Well, I love your show and I respect your show and I love that you talk about mental health. I love that you are a mushroom advocate. You know, I love the veteran style, all about it.
Well, we got a big veteran show tomorrow with Project K9 Hero. So this one's sliding in on a Monday morning ought to get everybody pumped and ready for the week. So it worked out good. It worked out real good. So we can clip it out and get it ready to go in the morning. You said you've been spending a lot of time in Miami. Is that
yes.
Why I've seen you around all these hot bitches?
Well, actually, the hot bitches really were in North Carolina, which was just a few days ago. And that was my first orgy, actually.
Wow.
Yeah. So since we've talked, a lot has happened. I've tripled my amount of partners.
it looks like you've been through some shit, to be honest with you.
Yeah. No, I've been through some shit. It's been rough. And then on top of that as well, the weather has been absolutely terrible where I'm at in the Midwest. So not only am I dealing with that, but then my horses are just absolutely ridiculously freezing cold right now. I'm breaking ice every single day. I'm having to put some bran in their food. It is ridiculous in the Midwest right now.
Well, I'm in South Georgia, so it ain't been too bad. It's like 34 here right now.
Okay.
Might get down to 28 tonight, but it'll be all right. I'll be warm. I don't give a fuck about anything else. Me and my dogs are happy.
Oh, right. I've got my dogs here with me as well. I'm over here in the Midwest still. I just got back a couple days ago, actually.
Okay. Yeah. Some girls that you were actually with in North Carolina, I know one of them started following me. Or I think a couple of them might have. Yeah. I was like, okay.
I hope that it was you found Missy because she's great.
Yeah, that
she's got her doctorate, and I'm trying to talk her into coming to our Nashville show in March. I'm really hoping that she'll make it for that. I'm hoping to get a good group of, just kind of country western, blue collar style women. And then on top of that as well, a group of girls who really care about mental health. I'm hoping to get a good group of girls together for that show in March.
Well, bring them, because what I want to do, I want to dive into all you crazy bitches. But everybody know what we're diving into at the same damn time. Like, it ain't all about tits and ass with me, and I think I've tried my best to tell you that time and time again. Like, you and Bree were a lot of fun. Like, I had a great time with y'all. Y'all were,
Well, thank you.
You are what you put out on social media now. But also, you're not all fucking superficial and everything. Like, you're a good time. But you're also a person behind all the big titties and fat asses.
Well, that's kind of the whole point of what we do. If you wanted to be the typical bimbo look, you would go to PH, the old school the old hub, you know. But nowadays, people want.
Why don't you say that name?
Because I don't know if on Instagram, if I post a clip from this, I'm pretty sure Instagram will remove it.
Don't post a clip where you say Pornhub, jackass.
Yeah, right. Just bleep it out. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, so you know, old school Pornhub, like that's what you would go for, you know, a girl who you would know you'd never meet, things like that. But nowadays it's literally your girl next door. Right. For me, it's I am the modern day cowgirl. This is what we're doing nowadays in rural areas to produce income. You know, my cousin, for instance, you know, she just wanted to make a little bit of extra income. And now look, she's just, it's crazy. Things are crazy.
Yeah. Speaking of crazy, I don't know why you sent me like a month free or whatever subscription to your OnlyFans. Your OnlyFans is the only one I've ever looked at.
I knew it.
You're not going to send me. Like, I ain't going to lie to you. There's nobody that's going to send me your thing, and I'm not going to at least look once. Somebody else might lie about it. I ain't going to lie about it. I was like, okay, I hear you. I see what's going on here.
Well, and see, I didn't want to make you uncomfortable, but at the same time, I wanted you to kind of have an insight of what it actually looks like on the inside. Yeah.
I saw what it looked like on the inside.
Wait, have you seen the 4K orgy yet?
No. I literally have only looked one time because I've never looked at anybody's before. And I started one as a smartass to post like funny shit for people. And I got bored with it in about 3 weeks. And I don't know. I kind of looked at yours and I was like, okay, is this what you're supposed to be doing? Because this is what you're supposed to be doing. I'm out, bro. Like this shit ain't for me. I'm not.
No. So that's the beauty of OnlyFans is you can do as much or as little as you'd like.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think as soon as you made one, I immediately hit your DMs and said, yo, let me help you because I'm not a manager. I'm not an agent or anything like that. But when I very first started 4 years ago, I realized that there were not very many people that knew much about it because there is no handbook on how to be a hoe. You know what I'm saying? And then you add the part about the technology into it and it gets even more complex.
Yeah.
So I'm always here to help people who I can. And when I saw that you made that page, I figured it was a joke, but hear me out. So many people make these pages as jokes. And next thing you know, something crazy happens and you're a multimillionaire. It's insane.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to I've posted on it a couple times or whatever, but going into February, I think what I'm going to do is a funny photo shoot once a month, once a month. And it's not I don't want my dick and balls all over the internet, but I'll put almost anything else out there because I don't care. But I think.
What about a bunghole?
I'll put my butthole on anything.
Me
nobody,
too.
Nobody, obviously. Nothing's touching my butthole, but I will take a picture of my asshole in a heartbeat and put out there. I don't care.
I would subscribe, actually. You know what? I don't know if I am subscribed to you or not yet. I'm not 100% sure, but
please don't. And then the messages that I've got, in the first day I had, I think it was right at 2,000 people go and view it. And I think I had my price too high, so I dropped it. And it only got to where it was $500 a month, which I only did at the beginning of December anyway. But it was okay, I've posted 12, 14 pictures and made $500. Okay, it's cool. But what I want to do, I want to do this big ball reveal. Just my – because I my balls, I'm all balls anyway. I will literally put my nuts on anything and take a picture because I think it's fucking hilarious. And that's what I kind of want to do. But I'm going to make a post on social media and be just letting y'all know, if we get to 5,000 subscribers or 2,500 subscribers or something like that, I will post my balls for you ladies.
Y'all can
see it. Y'all can see my nuts.
And you'll absolutely reach that. Yeah. And in fact, I have a friend right now who has a free page that has 25,000 subscribers on it. And every time she goes live, she's making a few thousand dollars.
Yeah.
And she just does that a couple times a month. And so, you know, what you do with this podcast, there really is value in it. You don't necessarily need to even pull your balls out in order to make money off of it. You just find your fans, you know, yeah, and
I
then
really,
there's
something about me that is so egotistical that it's like, you know what? I want to say that my nuts made $10,000.
Yeah. So you want to show your balls to the world.
I want to show
saying.
My balls, but it's like everything else in my life. I ain't doing shit for cheap. Like,
are they kind of, do you have red hairs down there?
I'm like a calico cat, baby. I got different color hair every inch of my body. I think.
But so there is some red.
Oh yeah, there's some red.
Okay. I figured. I just was wondering.
Well, I just started seeing somebody back in, I guess, November or December. And I just started shaving my balls again. I hadn't shaved my balls in forever. Like, I would trim. But now it's like, okay, I got to manscape a whole lot fucking more. And I really I really didn't like it. Like, if it's like a one-night stand or somebody I don't give a fuck about, I don't care if there's a fro down there. Like, you make your way through the thickets if you want to, bitch. I don't care. But now it's like, okay, if you're going to landscape, I got to fucking landscape, you know?
Well, you know I rock the bush, right? I mean, like, I got to stay warm out here. So
obviously.
I'm a bush girl through and through. I love the bush. Yeah. And I would say, too, like, I think more men should keep their balls trimmed because girls love to put balls in their mouth. We love it. Like, it's almost like that's where they're naturally supposed to be.
It feels like it fits, especially like mine. Mine are like fucking softballs, dude. So it's always like, I always like to look if somebody has my balls in their mouth where they look like a fucking chipmunk. Like it's Alvin, Simon, or like it's fucking great. It makes me laugh.
Oh, I can't wait. Can we please get you to however many subscribers you need to have so I can see your balls like sitting on something? Just anything?
Yeah, I might sit them on your nose. You never know.
Oh, no, they won't be on my nose. I promise. They won't be on my nose.
See, this is what I like about you. You cut me off right there. What's been great, though, is like before I ever thought about doing this, I've had a couple of girls that I know that have just made fucking stupid amounts of money the past couple of years off of OnlyFans or whatever. And they were like, look, I know this ain't your thing, but if you will let me record me and you, I'll give you X amount of money up front. And luckily, none of these bitches have hit me in a hard spot to where I was like, you know what? $10,000 up front for me having sex with you. Yeah, I'm down with that. Like, I've had to turn that down a couple times. But, like, saying no is kind of funny to me.
So I do not shoot guy-girl content outside of if I'm in a relationship.
Yeah.
And so I also don't film with like random people like that, but I have been hit up by some very well-known people who have been like, listen, let's collab. And I'm like, listen, you know, you're going to get outed, right? Like, people are going to notice your tattoos, like who you are and stuff. And they just say, fuck it. And I think to myself, damn, I wish I didn't have that boundary, because if I didn't have that boundary, oh man.
I don't know. I mean no disrespect about this, but like, if you're out to make money, I feel like your boundaries are out the door.
You know, but that's the thing about our job, OnlyFans specifically, is that we get all of our own boundaries. You know, we get to choose them. Like I said, like, you don't even have to post your balls to make money on there. If that's your boundary, you don't have to. If you only want to show your butthole, you could just speak even, and you could make a good income off there. It's all about consistency, just like any other type of job.
Yeah. Yeah.
It helps if you got some ass and titties. Who am I kidding? It helps.
Well, I just like, my thing is like, I have a daughter and I don't want to take it too far. If I didn't give a fuck and I could take it too far, I already know. Like, I already know, because I would do shit in such a different way than anybody else is doing. I would do such funny satire shit. Like, such funny. I have scripted shit out in my head that would be so goddamn funny. It would be stupid. Like, even
well,
say this.
Send it to me.
Yeah. Well, that's even like this. When y'all come in March or whatever to hang out with us or whatever, I'm going to talk to you about some of the stuff before then. And none of it has to do with actual sex. Like,
perfect.
None of it has to actually do with real nudity. Like, perfect. It's more of funny satire shit that is just like, because that's all that's posted on mine now. is two photo shoots, and they're both they're so over the top that you know that, like, my thing is, I don't think I'm an unattractive man whatsoever. I do well for myself, but I know I'm not goddamn Thor, you know? Like, I don't have to be sexy. I can't be sexy. I'm funny. That's my avenue. I stay in my fucking lane, but I can make shit such satire to where it's so obvious that I'm not trying to be sexy that it's just fucking funny. And it works for me. It always has, but doing something like this is like, oh yeah, nobody's doing it. It's like, no, I've asked around, I've hit up people, then they'd be like, no, dude. But the thing is, like, I have no one around here to do that kind of shit with. And it's like, okay. Plus, the old lady's got to be comfortable with it, but she's pretty comfortable with fucking anything I do anyway. She don't bitch it too much. But it's like, okay, I can do this, but I got to have, like, a good group of people that know. Like, we can't take it too far, because then it starts to not be funny, to where you got to be sexy. Like, it's your job to be sexy, and you do a fucking you do a good job of it.
So, actually, I've got a great group coming in March, I think. So a few girls have confirmed with me, and one of the girls does exactly what you're speaking about, is that satire, absolutely ridiculous, but hilarious. Right now, she's got this, like, 4-foot Moby Dick. It's a giant dick dildo. I'll send you her Instagram. It's Sugar Farmer Sugar or something like that. And man, it's going to be great. So I know that when we get down there, we're going to do some great stuff, because I'm right now focusing mostly on reels, TikToks, and live streaming. And for me to do those things, I can't be putting X-rated stuff out on the internet. That is specifically behind a paywall for me. Yeah. Everything that goes out on the internet for me right now, outside of my paywall, is all, like you said, satire, PG-13, like, very calm stuff. I don't know if you took a look at my Instagram recently, but basically we've had to clean up Instagrams nowadays. So now I'm really focusing on working now with girls who have an actual personality, have a brand that they want to build, and have work, hard work, motivation, like, really hard workers. So that's exactly who's going to be coming to your show in March. It's going to be a blast, because they are crazy girls. We've only ever talked on the internet, but these girls, if you see their pages, you're just going to laugh your ass off.
Yes. Yeah, so think about this. Think about, like, if I was pretending to be a teacher and I had the four of y'all, like, sitting in front of me, like, taking notes or whatever. And I was like, hey, look, now, if y'all don't shut the fuck up, I'm going to send you to the principal's office. And then y'all don't shut the fuck up. And then we cut to the next scene, and it's us in the principal's office. And I'm like, look, bitch, you got detention. You got detention. You got detention. You got detention. And it's like you writing, Josh is an asshole, on the fucking paper 100 times. Like, that's all it is, but in sexy attire. Like, it's
okay, but who's going to write Josh is an asshole? Because it ain't going to be me. I'm not writing that 500 times. I don't know.
You would only – somebody would do it once. Like, all y'all somebody. Fucking take turns. It would be so fucking fun. But this is how you would pitch it, though. You would go to your TikTok or Instagram, whatever, and you would be like, to see Josh punish these four naughty girls, click on this video right now and go pay. And then when they go pay for it, they're like, you motherfucker. You just
listen, you can't do that, because I have 0% chargebacks on my OnlyFans. I'm at 0%. But if you get chargebacks on OnlyFans, they will kick you off if you have a certain percentage.
What is chargebacks?
So a chargeback is, let's say you thought someone scammed you, for instance. In their bio, they said that they were going to offer you all the free videos if you just subscribe. And then you get in there and there's not one video in there. You can then charge back your money, just like you would a credit card if you went to go get a service and that service was not provided. You then are able to do a chargeback.
Well,
I
they
have
can
zero.
Suck my dick. They can suck my dick, because that would be hilarious.
It would be
that
funny.
That would be hilarious.
It would be hilarious, but we got to keep that chargeback to 0%.
Yeah, well, that probably won't happen with me. If I do shit,
you're one of those people that are going to come and fuck up our industry, huh?
Probably.
More than likely.
But this is what I think, that if all of y'all have sexy, like, attire on, not like over-the-top lingerie, but like naughty schoolgirl shit or whatever. Okay. And then I tagged y'all in the video, the private video, right? It would send people to y'all's pages. I don't think they would fucking charge back, because they're still going to want to see what it's like. They're still going to want to see you guys.
No, you're absolutely right. So the way that OnlyFans works is you sell the video, right? So if you just sold the video, I don't give a fuck what you do with it.
Yeah.
Honestly, it doesn't affect me any at all.
And then if it goes towards you guys, if they go look at your shit, it's a win-win for everybody.
All right, so let's do it. March, we're doing some skits. Well, so usually these collabs that I plan, they usually start out with we do PG-13, and then we start into our X. We start into our implied, and then our XXX.
What's implied?
So implied is going to be something like.
Suggestive.
It just means that our bits are not showing. It's kind of a little bit of a tease of just letting you know, like, this is what is going to happen or this is what could happen and what you'll have access to. So we do a lot of teasers. That's what they're called, behind the scenes teasers. And that's just our implied. But before our implied, we have to get people to our area to even purchase. So that starts with PG-13. And PG-13 is going to start with our Instagram. And so I've been planning a lot of these collabs. I've done a few now. And it's a lot of work. I'm sure you know, but with doing these podcasts and getting 20 people all together for one event, it's a pain in the butt, isn't it?
It used to be, but now I have such good people around me. And like, we have made such a good name for ourselves that when we ask people to come and be part of our shows, we have people that want to do it now. Like, even the artists and the musicians are now where I'll have, between now and our next show, February the 7th, I'll have 100 fucking artists message me and want to play the show. I'll have several different people from social media. But I've done something that nobody else has done, though. I've mixed funny, sexy, talented. Like, I've mixed all three to where when you come and you be a part, I've always said that if you come to a Raising Grace Studios event, Raising Grace Rounds, Josh Terry podcast, you know, regardless of who's on the bill, who's on the podcast, that you're going to have a fucking good time. And, like, I've made it to where now I've got, we had a dude last month for our, I guess in January, so January the 10th or whatever, a guy named Channing Wilson, who never plays Writers Rounds. He never plays Writers Round, but he's an artist. Like, everybody fucking wants to be around this dude. He's amazing. He's older. He played my show. And everybody's just like, what the fuck? Like, this guy doesn't do this no more. He doesn't have to do this no more. We've got some coming up next month that are going to be the same way. But also, too, we're all men, and we're all just lively, entertaining people. You look out to the crowd, and you see some good-looking women, and they're having a fucking good time, and you know they're going to be at every one of the Josh Terry shows. It makes guys all of a sudden be like, fuck yeah, I'm coming. Like, and it also makes you women, or just women in general, whether they're OnlyFans girls or they're just TikTok or Instagram bitches, like, it makes them want to come be part of it because, like, damn, the most talent in Nashville is in this room tonight. And it's always fucking cool.
Yeah, to be honest with you, the first time that I came down for your podcast, I didn't really realize the magnitude that we were at. Brianna just kind of invited me along, and I was like, okay, because I wasn't really back into the OnlyFans business when I met you.
Yeah.
I was actually, that was the turning point for me. Since then, I've actually tripled my subscribers since the first time that I went on with you. And I think that has a lot to do with zeroing in on my niche and actually getting a good group of people around me. So Brianna and I, we support each other quite a bit. We live near each other. It helps out well. I put her on people. She puts me on so much stuff. And so that's kind of what I'm working towards right now is getting my good crew together. You found Missy. She is an awesome crew member. Her and I just put on a collab together in North Carolina, and it was last minute, and it was awesome, and it was perfect. So I'm kind of right there with you with trying to find that crew, that perfect crew to make things work really well. And I'm excited about the crew I have coming in March to come to your podcast. Excited. It's going to be interesting, to say the least.
Well, I was telling you like that, and I already know who's going to be the headliners on that show that week too. Like, because there's somebody that's releasing their first single to radio that week that's playing the show.
Ooh.
And like, so it's going to be huge. Like, that one's going to be a huge thing. So I know, that being said, the people we're going to have around us from Monday morning to Thursday night is going to be fucking ridiculous anyway. So y'all are coming at a good one.
So can we get the IV person next door to come on over? I think we should add them into the podcast, and I think we should try to get them to do something.
Yeah, if they pay me.
Yeah, let's do something.
I'm a cheap cunt now. Like, I'll go ahead and tell you, like, this, I figured out not long ago that if this is my real estate right here, and people like you don't have to pay to be on shit or whatever, but other people have to pay. You, like, if you want us to endorse you, want us to be part of you, unless you're a friend to the family, is how I like to say it.
Then you got to
pay your way. And because this is my job. This is the only thing that I do. And like people like that, I know they got money to spend for marketing. But see, here's the thing. I don't sit here, and I might say it once or twice on a show, but for us to be in the top 1% in the world, it's actually higher than that now. For us to be in the fucking history books in the state of Georgia, to actually have my name in my show as a state Senate resolution, to be one of the top shows in Nashville, and I don't even fucking live in Nashville. Like, I have to take advantage of my situations.
Like, absolutely.
Because I'm not the best at social media. I'm not the worst at it. I could be fucking better, but I get lazy. I get complacent. And it's just like, I just want to do my fucking job, dude. And when I do my job, though, people like them, you're going to have to pay to be part of this job.
It sounds like you're kind of in the same boat as me. It's just one of those situations where I kind of fell into this as well. And it's like, why press the brakes when you can hit the gas, you know?
Absolutely.
You might as well just take full advantage of it. You know, you're obviously, I mean, you're funny. You're hilarious. And I would say the best thing about your podcast, and this is why I'm so confident in inviting all. So I'm getting a group of 10 together. Yeah. Well, it's a house that houses 10, and I'm inviting around 5 to 6 girls, and I'm going to let them all bring maybe one friend or something like that. But with that being said, everybody just, I know for a fact that they will be comfortable around you. You take care of your crew. You make sure that everybody is okay at all times. Somehow you've learned how to manage an entire room while also not being a dick. It's honestly insane. I look up to you with it.
you have to be so brutally honest with people. And with men, unfortunately, we've got this thing between our legs that makes us fucking do most of our thinking for us most of the time. So what I have done, and I think it's genius most of the times, is it does not matter how attractive I find you. I don't try to fuck you. I don't really try to. I might try to dance with you. I might get drunk as fuck and try to kiss you every now and then if I'm good and blacked out. But
oh no.
But I don't send like an inappropriate text. I don't send, if you're coming for work, it is my job from the second you get there to the second you leave to just be like, hey, look, you can think of me as a big brother. You can think of me as where the fuck you want to, but this is what it is. And this is how it needs to stay if we're going to work together. Like, I like people that have a common goal, and a common goal with all of us is being successful. My success and your success could be completely two different opposite things, but both of us have an avenue to help the other one get there. And I have to respect that. Like, I can't piss where I eat. And anybody that fucking does this for a living or does what you do for a living and you overstep one time, just one fucking time, you've lost that trust in a person. You've lost that credibility with them. And, like, they don't want to fucking work with you no more. So I do my best not to fucking do that.
This community is very small. So you really have to mind your P's and Q's and do right by people, because if not, people will find out very quickly the real truth about you. And that's just this industry in general, you know, any industry really, but especially the OnlyFans, you know, there's not a lot of a book on it. You know, there's not much information. It's such a taboo thing that so many people are scared to even talk about it, that a lot of times people don't do it legally. They don't do it right. I would say, like, we do talent testing. Anytime that we're doing XXX stuff, we're using talent testing.
What is talent testing?
I'm sorry?
What is talent testing?
Talent testing's awesome. Talent testing is really cool. So basically, it's supposed to be the most secure testing for talent, as in girls who are in the industry, males who are in the industry. You can also just test yourself as well, but they just have some really great perks to their. It's kind of a built-in insurance
there. I'm saying, but what does it consist of?
Talent testing. So it tests for all the STDs, STIs. It's actually testing for an STI right now that most people do not know about, and that is called MGen. Have you ever heard of it?
What is MGen, dude?
At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
Okay, MGen is out and about and it's creeping up in the coochie crevices. That's what it is. That's what it's doing. So MGen is kind of like a version of gonorrhea, chlamydia, like a little bit on steroids though. So it does not have a cell wall like other STIs. So usually you would take something like a penicillin, like amoxicillin or something like that for the clap.
Yeah, it's usually one shot and two antibiotics, but don't ask me how I know.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah. Yeah. So don't ask me how I know.
Shout out to Rosefin.
So yeah, basically it's like a souped up version of the clap. And the only people who are really testing for it is talent, is people in the industry. And that's because we tend to get tested a whole lot more than the general public. So yeah, it's out and about. And you should definitely ask your doctor to get checked by it because it's not on the normal test. And even if you ask your doctor to do a full panel, they are still not going to test for MGen. You have to ask for it specifically.
Yeah, I tell my doctor, leave me the fuck alone. If it's not falling off, if it doesn't burn when I pee, let's let it go, baby.
See, y'all are lucky because, girls, we get so many sorts of issues. Y'all are just like, your dick could be literally falling off and you wouldn't even know it.
Wouldn't even know it, bro. I make sure that I don't have AIDS and I'm positive that I don't. And, like, I put it this way. I'm 36 years old. I've never been married. I've had a good life. Nobody's ever came up and said, oh, my God, my coochie was on fire afterwards or this or that. So, like, my thing is I'm using ignorance as bliss until somebody just pops up and says, oh, guess what? I'm like, God damn it. But one of them things, I feel like I've earned it if I've got it. So you just got to let it ride.
Yeah, I'm on the same page as you. I'm like, I made it to 27 without anything. Like, you know what? It wouldn't be that bad. Like, I'm doing all right.
Your first badge of honor is the first time you get chlamydia. I don't care what anybody says. Because that means you're fucking. You're fucking.
Hey, I got a question for you. What? Why didn't you tell me to stay the fuck away from the hot dogs and on the street in Nashville?
Because everybody's got to learn about that one themselves. Mm-hmm. I don't need them. Okay, look. I'm about two of you. And if you don't see my fat ass over there eating at the end of the night at a hot dog stand, just know there are worse things than death. And that fucking hot dog stand is one of them.
Dude, I know. I was pissing out my asshole for like three freaking days. I had two of them.
Yeah. I remember you talking about them. Yeah, I don't fucking – I learned a lesson the hard way, probably the first or second trip to Nashville. And I was like, oh, these are going to be fucking amazing. Next day I could shit through a screen door and not hit it.
But here's the thing. So it's kind of a good and a bad thing that I learned that because I do like to do anal scenes. Ooh. And before I do anal scenes, I like to eat something that just really fucks me up, you know, so that way I'm just like completely cleaned out. So at least now I know that when I come to Nashville, I'm definitely safe to do anal because I'll just eat a couple hot dogs before and then give myself like 24 hours and I'll be good to go.
Yeah, there's nothing that you just said that's going to make any of the guys listen to the show want to fuck you. All right. I get it. But I don't like anal, no way. I don't like anything to do with the asshole. Like, it's never been for me. It ain't never going to be me. But, like, you just being like, they'll be like, oh, this bitch. Like, there's a good nasty, and then there's this bitch is nasty. Like, yeah, I don't know about that one, dog.
Was that too far?
I mean, it wasn't too far for my fans or my listeners. I hate the word fans. It wasn't too far for them. But, you know, for the people that's wanting to subscribe to you, you know, there's a good chance they'll be like, ew. Like,
they're not looking for scat content? Good. I don't do scat content.
Please, the fuck, don't.
I haven't
Jesus
yet.
Christ. Hey, look, there's a girl. I'm not going to call her out. This bitch has made millions. Like, and me and her are homies. And one of the things that she gets paid the fucking most for is to take a shit and just record her taking a shit.
Yeah.
And it's just like, what nasty motherfuckers out there? Like, I don't care. Like, if somebody gets off on that, whatever. So if you're
I get asked about it a lot.
Yeah,
I mean,
fuck that.
So that's the line for you. You'll put your balls and your butthole on the internet, but no
I know,
scat.
No. Okay, well, let me say this. I already take pictures of my shits when I get done and send to my friends. Like, without a doubt, if somebody was like, hey, dude, it'd be really hot if you send me a picture of your dookie, I'd be like, yeah. Like, I already got them bitches saved. Like, yeah, I will send a picture of a fucking log and a heartbeat to my boys.
Why do guys do that? Because, like, I know that guys do that. Why do y'all send photos of your poop?
Because we're cavemen. Like, I don't care what anybody says. Men have not evolved that much. Like, we see a bad bitch, we don't think about how smart you are or what it would be like to take you out for a dance. We automatically be like, titties, pussy. I want to play. Like, and then it's like, oh, I took big shit. Must show friends. I'm impressed. Like, that's what we're stupid. I say it all the fucking time, dude. Men have fucking monkey brain. And we have not developed that fucking much.
But I love men still. So
oh, yeah.
How stupid am I?
You're not stupid. It would be, I'm not getting into fucking all the other people who think that there's something else. So if any of y'all are listening to that, me from the Alphabet Mafia, I love you fuckers, but I'm not talking about y'all. In our brains, because you are, like your name says, the modern day cowgirl on OnlyFans, you're a modern day woman. I'm a modern day man. There would be something wrong with you if you liked men and you didn't like the weird shit that we did, because it's so fucking heterosexual. Like, and the same thing with women. Like, y'all do some fucking weird shit, but it also would be weird for me to be like, it's not hot. Like, that's when you start getting into where maybe I like something else. No, you have to like the good with the bad, the better or the worse. Like, it
so have you ever done butt stuff?
I don't like butt stuff. I mean, I've dated women that liked it, but it's just not my fucking thing.
No. Receiving butt stuff.
Oh, no. We're not.
Not even a finger.
Yeah, we're not touching my butthole.
Not even one finger.
No, not even touching my butthole.
Really?
But,
really?
Yeah,
that's interesting.
But here's the thing, why though? Is I might like it. And if I like it, the problem would be is that I would want the next girl to do it. And then I always feel weird about having a conversation. I'm not like the most, it's not like I'm not open sexually, but like if I was like, girl, you know what I really like? I love extremely sloppy head, drool spit everywhere. That's my thing. By the way, while you're at it, I love having my butthole played with. See, I think most women are okay with the first part. But then as soon as you say butthole, I think they'll be like, I am out, bruh. So I don't want to not get my dick sucked by mentioning, oh, I like my asshole played with. Like,
yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Like, I'd rather just not know. I already have enough vices. I don't need an asshole vice.
Well, you know how you said I am the only girl's OnlyFans that you've ever seen. Well, with that being said, I'm probably going to be doing some pegging stuff too. So I know you said you've never done it before,
yeah,
but
no,
there's always room for a first.
No, there's not.
Okay. Well, that's okay. We can talk about it later.
There's not enough talking about it later that's going to make it fucking happen. I'm going to tell you, I've had at least two women that I've dated before try to talk me into some shit like that. And both times I was like, I am good, bro. I had one. She didn't tell me until after we had dated for like about a month. This is like 6 years ago, 7 years ago. But she was a dominatrix. Like she that oh. like she did not tell me. There were signs, but she knew. Like, I'm not vanilla, but I'm probably closer to vanilla than I am whatever the fuck you be doing, you know? Like,
yeah,
like I'm not, I like more passionate shit than anything. Like, that's my shit. But like this girl, like she waited till we about a month in and told me she's gonna walk me like a fucking dog and this other stuff. And I was like, no, you're not, bitch. There is nothing. Like, your pussy could spit out $100 bills and you ain't walking me like a dog.
So that's just a kink, you know, because some people like to hear that, and they might even be the most masculine people ever, but sometimes that is what gets them going. I mean, for me, I'm a switch. So like, I like both roles. I like being told what the fuck to do, hard passion. And then on the other side, I also will walk you like a motherfucking dog. Like it's just a switch.
Yeah, I'm not. I like to be the more dominant one. But I feel like, and I know that probably every guy feels this way or every woman feels this way too. I feel like I got my own way about it though. Like, I don't feel like mine's like Christian Grey shit. Like, I feel like mine is my way. And like, I don't know. Like, I feel like this is so fucking weird. Because I don't think I'm the best lay on the planet. I know fucking means. I am lazy. I am old. Like, I am not. I used to try to fuck for hours when I was in my 20s. And now, 36, I'm like, ugh. Like, I hope you get there before I do, baby. Because once I get there, it is nap time. I want a sandwich and some sleep.
I'm so glad that I brought my toys, because this conversation is making me horny.
There's no way this conversation is making you horny. Between,
I'm ready to suck some dick. It's been a minute.
I hear that. Well,
been a while. Well, I've been boring over here. I've been working so hard. I've been working with all these girls that I haven't got the chance to get any actual, like, God real glock dick.
You just been getting all that pussy. You just like, God, it's one dick. It's
I'm tired. Like, there's so much pussy getting thrown at me. Yeah. I just don't even know what to do. That's why I'm bringing it to you. I'm bringing the pussy.
I'm good. I got my pussy.
Well, no, you're.
Yeah, now that I'm, like, because one thing about me, I'm going to tell you, like, I am a very sentimental, hopeless, romantic type of person. Like, when I am single, I'm a whore. Like, I am 100% a fucking whore. But when I'm seeing you, I feel like you have to show that woman off, especially like in what I do. Like, I have to talk about her, not because she wants me to, but I feel like it's respectful. It's like saying, hey, look, you could line up 10 of the prettiest pussies that I'd ever seen in my life in front of me, but I'll take mine. Like, I'll, and by the way, mine would probably be, before she kills me, mine'd be in the front of that top 10. Like, I'm just saying, like, I just, to me, especially with, like, even what you do, and it might be different because there might be different understandings, I have to be where you could literally, when we go to Nashville, all of us together, every one of your friends could fucking try me. And if I'm happy, I'd be like Heisman and bitches left and right. Be like, look now, you better go on. I'll FaceTime her the whole time and be like, get away, Satan.
Well, and you know, that's what a lot of us girls have to do as well, you know, with the type of industry we're in. It's just the way it works sometimes, you know, even if you're not doing anything wrong, just being there, having so much fun doing all that, and your partner being at home doing mundane things that, you know, going to work every day, it can cause a little bit of strain there. But I think I could tell the first time I met you that you had kind of met somebody, that you're kind of talking with somebody, because you, I think I met you at a really good time. When was our podcast?
It was my November show. So it was the end of the year show in Nashville.
Yeah.
So yeah, we started seeing each other, I think, in October. So yeah, that probably be about right. Oh yeah, you better be glad, because I would have been smacking ass left and right. I'd had a good time. Well, I mean, y'all might not have. But I'd have been like, what's up, bitch? You ready to giggle them pennies off? Like, how are we doing this?
Hey, I was trying to ride you, but you tried running away from me. What the hell?
Yeah, that's probably why. Also, I don't get intimidated easily, but like, I'm all about people knowing their limitations. Me and you, are me and like mainly me.
No limitations.
Yeah, there would have been like, like I'd have walked out of the room smiling, and you'd have walked out of the room being like, "What the fuck?" Like it's just you know who you should be compatible with sexual-wise. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know that me and you wouldn't line up. And it's not that that's a bad thing. It's just I'm not fixing to fucking go and to the umph degree. Like, you know, like, especially for like if it's just a hookup. Like, it's different if you're seeing somebody. Yeah. Then you try harder. Of course, you want them to fucking be happy and all this other kind of shit. But some bitch that just wears a glittery gold dress around me one time, I'd be like, nah, bitch, you can bend over. Let's see what happens and then move on.
So, have you seen those TikTok videos where they talk in a friend group and they're like, hey, who would you not let date your daughter?
Yeah.
Okay. Out of all of your, country music guys, who would you not let date your daughter?
None of them. They're musicians.
Ah!
Like, none of them. It would be easier for me to answer who I would let. And then I don't even fucking know who it would be.
Really? Not even the preacher's son, huh?
The preacher's son probably would be one. And then, oh, there's a guy named Ethan Phillips. Ethan Phillips, I would let marry my daughter because he's such a good Christian boy. Like, he's so quiet. He doesn't hang out with us. He doesn't drink. I've only seen him about 10 times in my whole life. But he's just the nicest fucking kid ever. An amazing fucking songwriter. Besides that, the rest of my friends, piece of shit.
Ethan, I'm coming for you.
Oh, baby, you would scare this boy to... Oh, my God, it would make me so happy. I'm crying thinking about it. Like, he is such a good fucking person. Like, he'd be like, look, if you want to go to church, we can go to church. But not till we're married. And I'd be over there like, let her suck your dick.
Well, you know, we could go to church together. I miss church today, but I typically do go. So we could go to church together after we get naughty.
Yeah. See, that's my kind of Jesus. That's exactly he. Like, I feel like Jesus would be like, okay, son, do what you got to do. Then come on. Like, just repent.
God, I'm so sorry. I just sucked that man's dick and licked his butthole. I am so sorry.
Yeah. God, I'm not sorry she just did it. You're like, gotcha. I'm good. Gotcha. I'm good with it. Yeah. That's where I don't get weird about it or anything, but like, that's one reason why I don't do the organized religion. I'm a Christian, but I don't do it because, like, how mean you were just joking right there. There's so many fucking people that would take offense to that, to where, like, I'm from. And it's just like, man, fuck you. It's a joke. You act like you're not getting your dick sucked behind closed doors. Only difference is we're talking about it. I say that to say this. I imagine you catch a lot of that being in the Midwest.
Josh, I'm thinking here. I'm like, you're telling me, bro.
Yeah,
you have no idea. You have no idea as being a female from a small town,
yeah,
how it is. And it doesn't even have to do with what I do necessarily for a living. Exactly. It's even just making comments like that can get you talked about. And, you know, the thing is, when you're in a small town, there's only five things to talk about. And when a sixth one comes up, you talk about it for 2 or 3 weeks. So,
yeah,
you're making comments like that. You know, for instance, my last podcast I did, maybe a few things I've said in this podcast as well, they will be used against me. But the thing is, they can't really use anything against me because I don't care enough for it to matter. You know, I'm right with my God and I'm right with my family. And so at the end of the day, that's really the only ones that matter. So we're good there.
Well, what's great about you and what's sad about the other people who don't, your life is an open book. Like, you're not hiding nothing. You're like, your life is an open book to where the rest of these people are like, oh, I'm going to do this, but I got to turn the page real fast because I don't want anybody to read it. The only person that matters and the only person that is your judge, your jury, and your executioner is the good Lord. I've already learned, and you probably have too, but if anybody listening to this, you haven't learned this yet. The opinions of people where you're from and the people's opinions on the internet shouldn't fucking matter to you because they don't live your life. They don't have to answer for your sins or whatever that is on you at the end of the day. They're too busy covering up their own shit by talking about yours. And that's where I just laugh at motherfuckers now. I've had people left and right since I started this where I'm from. And they'll be like, man, I just really don't think you need to have them girls on there talking about sucking dick. And it'll be like, do you get your dick sucked? And they're either going to say one or two things. No, or yes, or I fucking wish I was. Like, there's no, it's like, okay, well, then just let them be. Sexuality is a fucking thing that every one of us do. If you're not fucking, you wish you was. Like,
absolutely. And I will say, internally, I do struggle with that sometimes, though, because with me being in the Western and kind of conservative red pill community, a lot of times I do end up in those situations where I do tell someone what I do, and it's a very shocking response from them. And I just sometimes wish, I'm like, dang, I wish I could be like the girl over there who's keeping it hidden. Because there's girls that do what I do that just don't show their face. They don't show any body parts that would identify them. And that must be a really nice life to live. But I am actually just a full-blown open book about everything.
Yeah, I don't think those girls will ever. If you're hiding it, you have to be so. What's the word I'm looking for here? You're probably living your life 90% of the time scared that somebody's going to find out.
Like, it's terrible.
If you're going to do it, you might as well fucking do it. And plus,
go all the way.
Once again, whether you believe in God, you believe in any other religion, you are just spiritual. The universe, your God, already knows. You already are found out by the only thing that matters. And one of the things I love to live by, that I don't live by man's law when it comes to this. I live by my spiritual laws, to where if I'm every week, every month, or whatever, something is getting a little bit better in my life, then I'm on the right path. I'm not getting fucking condemned when I do something. Like, in my mind, if I do this right now with you and I'm living wrong or it's just fucking horrible, tomorrow my show will be canceled. Tomorrow the downloads will be none. Like, but in my mind, I take those little victories and I know they're leading to the ultimate win. Like, it's when you don't have stuff going your way, you should start thinking about how you're living. All of us 100%. Have decided, all of us have found a way to make ourselves happy. And I think in all honesty, and a lot of Christians and some other people is going to come after me when I fucking say this, but I mean this. There's one commonality across all religions, and that's treat others how you want to be treated. That's it, right? So that's the only common thing. And of course, supposed to love your God. But if I am treating others how I want to be treated and I'm not getting any backlash from it, then I'm not doing anything wrong. I don't have to fucking live by your rules, your morals, whatever, to be right. That is your opinion. That is your point of view. Just like I'm allowed my opinion and my point of view. There's a lot of people, the same people that criticize you in that community that you were just talking about, are the ones that are cheating on their wives, are their husbands, the ones that are fucking doing weird shit behind closed doors that the rest of their congregation would hate. But because they're not public about it, they think that they're a better person than you. And that's bullshit. Like, it's fucking stupid. I'd rather be the person that shows my fucking sin to the world. That way, you can't say I'm a hypocrite. You can't say I'm nothing. You can say, how do you talk about God in one sentence, and then you talk about fucking in the next? Because that's the fucking life I live. I'm not hiding my sin from anybody.
Well, because you said it, you didn't keep it inside. You actually talked about it. You know, I think that the problem we have nowadays, especially with technology, is that nobody will come up and say things to you. You know, we can hide behind the phone. We have cancel culture. It's really easy to hide things nowadays instead of just being an open book and just talking to people legitimately.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense to me, dude. It's never going to make sense to me that the people that criticize you are the same ones that want to do what you're doing, wish they could be doing what you're doing, and they just can't. So they're mad.
And they reach out to me. They reach out to me, actually. There's multiple females that I know within my close circle who have reached out to me in the past about starting an OnlyFans or advice on OnlyFans. And then on the flip side, when I've been in a group full of people and I've, you know, people maybe that didn't really enjoy what I did or didn't agree with what I did, you know, they've sat there and maybe kept their mouth shut whenever other people were saying negative things. And it's an interesting, it's a fun balance. I like to call it being mentally tough. I can thank Andy Frisella for that. I don't know if you ever listen to Andy Frisella, Supplement Superstores, First Form. But he's all about, you know, that internal bitch voice, just getting rid of it and just trucking through the day and getting the shit done, no matter what someone thinks about it, no matter what's going on in your life. You know, you got to get your stuff done, because at the end of the day, you've got you. And that's what that is. Nobody else's opinion is going to get you anywhere.
Yeah, I'll tell you this. If you get it to where you're not allowing yourself to be surrounded by fair weather things, fair weather people, fair weather situations, your life just becomes so much better, because you know everybody or anything that you're doing is your ride or die. Like, you know everybody that is in your circle. Like with us, we have an amazing circle of people. Now, we've had to clip some people out. Some people have decided to go their own way and all this kind of shit at some point in time. And every time that happens, our circle gets stronger. Like, it's just now where this year is our year. Like, I've never said that before. I've never said that all this was going to happen. But I know that this year, with everything that not only I've got lined up, but almost everyone in our circle has lined up, by the time we get to 2025, everybody that dodged our circle or left our circle for whatever reasons, they're going to be like, God damn it. But it's because we've cut the fair weather out. We took all the negative out. We took all the toxic out. We took all the if you're not supporting me and I'm not supporting you and it's just one way street there, get the fuck on. And if you do leave, close the door, don't come back.
And when I just want to high five you right now, because I'm on the same page as you. I've never in my life ever really been like, you know what, this is my year, this is going to get it, blah, blah, blah. But 2024, 2024, what is in store for 2024? And same for me, all the negatives out. I even distance myself from negative people. I find myself, if I hear someone saying something negative, because I'm a very positive problem solver, critical thinker, not emotional responder type person. And so when my friends or colleagues come to me with an issue and they say, you know, this is, that's going on, whatever, once I give them a solution, once we come to a solution, if I don't see them walking in the steps of that solution, and instead I see them still pouting in the corner, you got to go. Because look, we already got a solution. Why are we not moving towards it? Why are we still dwelling on the past? We have to get it going. We have to grease the wheel, and everybody's got to get moving.
Yeah, dude, you keep that mindset and your 2024 will go just along with ours.
Oh, it is. We're doing it. And honestly, I have a lot to thank to my cousin and for you for bringing me on the podcast with her. Because like I said, since then, I have tripled my subscribers. I've been on another podcast that was just absolutely massive. I've been given so many amazing opportunities. And now I'm pressing the gas. There's no breaks that are happening here.
Press that motherfucker. Well, real quick, before we get off here, tell them where they can find you on OnlyFans. I've already gave you our fucking stamp of approval for our Girl of the Month, and you're liable to fuck around and be Girl of the Month next month, just because it's leading into March.
March!
Since you guys are going to be with us in March, I think it'd be a great segue for us. But tell everybody real quick where they can find you all over social media. Give them a little summary of some of the shit they're going to see on it. Guys, I fucking have seen it. Like I said, she's the only one that I've looked at that's been she sent me a free subscribe thing or what the fuck it was. I looked. It's pretty fucking nice. Not going to lie. But don't take my word for it. You guys can go subscribe at the Modern Day Cowgirl on OnlyFans. But I'll let her kind of give y'all a little bit of rundown and where you can find her all over social real fast.
Yeah, guys. So I am the Modern Day Cowgirl on my socials. That is my OnlyFans, the Modern Day Cowgirl. You can also find me on Josh's page as well under the Modern Day Cowgirl X. And so I just put out my first 4K orgy videos. I'm working with a lot of girls. I'm also doing some pegging scenes and some guy girl content as well. My main thing is outdoors. I'm an outdoorsy girl. So you'll see me out there in the duck blind, in my Sitka. You'll see me out riding my horse, topless, stuff like that. If you DM me and you tell me that you came from the Josh Terry podcast, I will send you a free video of your choice. So make sure you let me know that you came from Josh Terry's podcast and you'll get a free video of your choice.
Well, you can go ahead and send me the orgy video when we get off here. I ain't got nothing to do later. I might as well catch some carpal tunnel.
You're gonna freak out. It's crazy. It's professional. I'm basically a porn star now. It's kind of crazy.
That's cool though. It's cool though. I mean this from bottom of my heart. As long as you're doing what you're passionate about, the main thing I get asked every time from any girl that wants to start an OnlyFans or whatever, I tell them the same thing I tell you right now. If you have a chance to change your life and you can do something that is fun for a little while, or fun as long as it is fun, as long as it continues to be fun, I don't know why you wouldn't do it. Like, yep. Sex sales. There's a lot of bitches out there that can't read, that can't spell their name right, that they've been a shitty waitress at every place they ever worked, but they're hot as hell. Look, bitch, listen to this woman right here. Build a social media following and put your asshole on the internet. Like, and I say that with respect. And the
build a brand.
Yeah. I mean, fuck, you look, the only porn star I really know by name was fucking Jenna Jameson. I don't think she's doing good or bad now. I don't know. But I know that she probably made millions off of this shit for fucking years, and now she gets to live an easy life. Yep. Like, I could never do it, but I respect everybody that can, because you're doing something that's fun to you, and you're changing your life and making life-changing money. So I don't see anything bad about it.
Thank you, Josh. Thanks for having me.
Anytime, darling. All right, folks, well, go subscribe to her. Make sure you download each and every episode of the Josh J Podcast. Leave a fucking review. And from bottom of my heart, thank you guys. 2024 is not going to be just my year. It's going to be you guys this year. And it's because of y'all we are where we're at. I love each and every one of y'all. Thank y'all for coming. See you next time.